two big chain grocery stores in the Columbus area recently closed for a brief period because of rodent infestations. A health inspector discovered mouse droppings on store shelves and several dead mice inside the Giant Eagle on East Whittier in German Village. Another incident happened at a Parsons Avenue Kroger store, where a health inspector spotted rat droppings and some food items that rats had chewed. With me to talk about grocery store inspections is Robert Acquista, who supervises food inspectors with the Columbus Public Health Department. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Debbie, and thank you for talking to us about this situation.
Why did you feel it was necessary to close the grocery stores?
We evaluate what's going on. We look at droppings, we look at gnawings, we look at exterior openings to try to see where they're coming from and how it's happened. And at that point, we make a decision.
Well, what was going on specifically? I imagine you do see certain things in all stores.
Yeah, one of the big issues, too, we look for is like harborage, where they will live. And if there's a lot of areas where the rodents can live, that's something that has to be getting taken care of immediately.
What was going on specifically at these stores?
At the Kroger stores on Parsons, it's an older building, and there was a lot of areas where the rodents could live. So they did some house cleaning. They moved some stuff up off the floor. They actually had their exterminator come in and do a little bit more tracking and watching for the rodents.
And what about Giant Eagle?
Giant Eagle was the same situation. They have an exterminator that they're working with, but they needed to call them in to come in just a little sooner or more often.
How do you compare what you saw there to other stores?
We see all sorts of things when we're out there, and you know, we make a determination when we're out on site. So at the Kroger store, you know, that the decision was made when we went out and we took a look and we found out that there was a lot of openings and a lot of droppings in the facility.
So you saw the droppings on store shelves?
We saw them mostly in the back room. That's where primarily most of the droppings were located. We did see some gnawing out on the sales floor.
We're talking about food products that were gnawed.
Yeah, the bread seemed to be the favorite item of the week, and there were some gnaw marks in the bread.
Mice are naturally drawn to food, but how unusual is it for a store to close due to unhealthy conditions or failing an inspection?
We don't close stores all the time. It's a case-by-case basis, and we look at the situation, make a determination.
Is there a clear line or benchmark between just having a mouse or two and an infestation that can force a large grocery store to close?
Yes. I mean, all these big facilities, you're going to see them come in. You know, you can open a door and they're going to come in. You look at how bad it is, what the droppings are, what the harborage is, if there's gnaw marks. So you have to look at it on a case-by-case basis to make that decision.
Are these infestations easy to spot?
Yes, no. I mean, a lot of times you have to look in hidden areas. You need to look where they're going to want to go. Rodents don't want to be seen. They don't want to be out in the public when, you know, the public or people are around. So you have to kind of look behind things and under things, and that's where you're going to find out where they're living.
Most mouse problems in houses happen during the colder weather when the rodents are forced indoors. Is that also when they tend to be a problem for stores and other businesses?
Absolutely. The cold weather is going to bring them in. They want the warmth, they want the moisture, they want the food. So if it starts getting cold outside, they're going to come inside.
So you find that businesses then here in Central Ohio have more of an issue in the colder months?
It just depends on the exterior of your building and where it's at. I mean, even in like an older neighborhood, you might have more of an issue, especially if there's construction going on. Construction's another issue, or tearing roads up or building. You disturb their habitat, then you're going to see them more coming inside.
Do you think that's what's been going on then on the south side here where these two businesses are located?
There's definitely a lot of construction going on all around both of these areas, which is a great growth, but you know, you're disturbing where they live. So they're looking for shelter and they're looking for a place to stay warm and get food.
Both stores are now back open. Will there be increased inspections?
Yes, we currently are doing inspections at the stores, both of the locations, and we're going to just kind of keep an eye on things, make sure everything goes as they have told us they're going to do. And we're also looking for the environment around the stores to make sure that we're rodent-proofing out there and we're baiting if we have to.
How often are these stores inspected?
It depends. I mean, the state mandate on most of the stores is 2 times a year. If we get complaints, we'll go in on complaints, or if there's other issues that come about, you know, we'll go out and investigate it. But typically, state mandate is 2.
Thank you. I've been talking with Robert Acquista with the Columbus Public Health Department about rodent infestations in some local grocery stores.
Thank you for the time, and we appreciate you coming and talking to us.